You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to wrap up this first mini course on how to build a marketing plan for your professional services firm. In part one, we looked at how to perform a marketing audit by asking five foundational questions. In part two, we took a look at the same five questions, but this time we looked forward to build out your marketing strategy. And now in part three, we're going to take all of that hard work and bring it together into an actionable plan that you can execute. Now, I mentioned in the audit lesson that most people prefer to skip the audit and move right into strategy because strategy is really the fun part. It's where you're most engaged. It's where you're using the analytical part of your brain and you're dreaming about the future. And who doesn't want to do that? But the other part that people like to skip is this final step, the plan or the playbook, because as they say, the devil is in the details. So you might be really impressed with your strategy, right? Might look really good on paper, but often it's not until you break it down into a detailed plan or playbook that you can implement that you begin to see the flaws in it. And of course, nobody wants to see the flaws in their plan. It's much more comfortable to work on strategy and then to say to your team, okay, let's go do this. But of course, this never happens if the strategy is not operationalized. And the way to operationalize strategy is to build a detailed plan or playbook with a clear goal, a clear execution path, and a timeline. So this step is really critical because without it, you'll have a lot of great ideas and a lot of hopes and dreams, but you won't get any results. What I'm going to show you in this lesson is how to build a 12-week marketing playbook, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is a sequence of marketing activities spread out over 12 weeks that work to achieve a specific marketing objective or goal. Now, there are five steps to build a 12-week marketing playbook. Step number one is goal. Your playbook needs to be anchored around a goal. You need a specific target that you want your plan to achieve so you can rally all of your resources around hitting that target. Now, you can define that goal or that target in whatever terms that you see fit. It could be new clients, it could be revenue, it could be leads, it could be all of the above. But whatever it is, make sure that, first of all, you're stretching yourself. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but also make sure that it's attainable with the right plan and make sure that you can actually measure your progress. Step number two is channels. And we talked a little bit about channels in the strategy phase, but here I want you to zero in on which marketing channels you're actually going to focus your attention on for the next 12 weeks. Now, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go back to our discussion on the marketing funnel in the previous lesson, because at this stage, I really want you to get concrete about choosing which channels are already generating results for you and then identifying which channels you might want to add into the mix to create some leverage. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Let's say you've had success with two channels in the past, LinkedIn and referrals. So you could look at that and say one of two things. You might say, you know what, those channels are sufficient. I just want to do a better job of executing certain tactics within those channels. Or you might say, well, you know what? I think adding some Facebook advertising into that mix would really complement those existing channels, especially because I have a lot of content to share. Now, that's just an example, but the point is to pick the channels that you're going to focus on for the next 12 weeks and choose them very carefully because whatever doesn't make your list now, you're not going to work on for 12 weeks. The third step is tactics. Now that you've got your channels lined up, you know where you're going to focus your marketing activities, I want you to identify the tactics that are going to help you get more out of those channels. Let's use LinkedIn again as an example. Let's say you've had pretty good results on LinkedIn. Maybe you're active in some of the industry groups and you have a good number of prospects and buyers checking out your profile and engaging with you. Now, at this stage, you might be asking yourself, well, what else can I do on LinkedIn to enhance the results I'm already getting? How can I create more leverage on LinkedIn? Now, there's a subtle but important lesson here, is that if you're already on LinkedIn and it's already working for you, it probably makes more sense to invest more time into a channel that's already working than to add a completely new channel that you need to build out from scratch. So on LinkedIn, You might say, well, the way to take this to the next level is to start publishing a weekly article on LinkedIn so that all of these new contacts that I'm getting will get notified when I publish, and that'll keep me top of mind. Whatever you decide to do, pick a set of tactics that you're going to execute within each of the channels that you choose to focus on over the next 12 weeks and make sure that you can execute those tactics consistently. Step number 4 is ownership. Every tactic needs to have an owner, whether it's you, one of your fellow partners, or somebody on your team. You need to have a clear owner for each tactic, and the owner needs to know how to execute that tactic. So when it comes to writing articles on LinkedIn, you need to know who's identifying the topic, who's doing the writing, who's doing the editing, who's creating the graphics, who's doing the promotion, and so on and so forth. Now, if you're doing all of it, then this is pretty simple. You own everything. But if you have a team, then you want to get really clear about who is doing what and make sure there are no ambiguities. Step number 5 is timeline. So as I said, this is a 12-week playbook. Why 12 weeks? Because 12 weeks or 90 days or one quarter is a reasonable amount of time to plan for. You can get really concrete about what you're going to do for the next 12 weeks, whereas it would be much more difficult to build a plan this detailed for, say, 6 months or a year from now. Which is why I recommend going through this planning process, the audit, the strategy, and the playbook, every 12 weeks. The first time around, it's going to be a lot of work, but then every 12 weeks, it's simply a matter of reviewing your results and tweaking your plan accordingly. So what I want you to do here is take all of the tactics that you've decided on and put them onto a 12-week schedule. So if you're doing something like, say, a weekly blog post, then that's pretty easy, right? You put down one blog post per week, every week for 12 weeks. But on the other hand, if you're doing something like, say, revamping your website, then that's a bit more complicated. What you need to do there is identify what you need to accomplish every week over the course of 12 weeks to complete that project. So those are the basic 5 steps to put together a 12-week marketing playbook. But let me wrap this up with a couple of notes about measurement and accountability. You need to be measuring your results throughout this process. And what you measure depends on the goal that you set. But in any case, you should be measuring both lead indicators and lag indicators. And a lead indicator is something like, you know, let's say the LinkedIn requests that you send or the blog posts that you publish. These are the activities that you perform to get the results that you want. Whereas a lag indicator is a result of your work. It is the fruits of your labor. It is things like revenue and new clients and so on. So you want to be tracking both lead and lag indicators in a simple dashboard where you're measuring your progress against your goal. And finally, you need some accountability. If you have a team, then this is easier. You want to share the plan, share the playbook with your team, and involve them in the entire process from the beginning so that they have buy-in to the plan. And then you should schedule a weekly accountability meeting where everyone on the team, everyone who's involved in executing the work, they come together and they report back on the work that they did and the results that they're seeing within that week. Now, if you don't have a team, then you should go and find an accountability partner. Don't do this on your own, because if you do it on your own, chances are it's not going to get done. Go find a friend or maybe another professional and get them to go through this process with you, and then meet them once a week to update each other on the progress you're making. Finally, I will say it is definitely worth hiring a coach to help you out with this process and to keep you honest and keep you on track. Any top performer will tell you that hiring a coach pays for itself multiple times over. So if you can swing it, that is something I highly recommend that you do. So that is a wrap for this mini course on building a marketing plan for your professional services firms. If you have any questions about this topic, head over to boutiquegrowth.com/ask and you can submit your questions directly to me. And if you like what you hear on the podcast, do us both a favor and subscribe to the show on iTunes. That way you will see all the latest episodes and lessons right there in your feed, and it'll help more people discover the show. Finally, if you have not joined us yet, check out our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, where I will walk you through a 5-step process to generate a flood of new business for your firm. You can get immediate access to the course and all the materials by heading over to 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. Thank you so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for next week's lesson.